Welcome back to Good News Radio. When we left off, Cameron and Elaine's friend Lori had been attacked by an anaconda, but God miraculously saved her. Let's listen in for Logan and Piper's reactions.
Yikes! God really uses some crazy things sometimes.
He certainly does. Anacondas are the heaviest, thickest snakes in the entire world. God stopping the anaconda attack was what got Chief Tyree interested in learning more about God. And a year later, Chief Tyree believed in Jesus as his savior, and his life was changed forever.
Whoa!
And you want to know something else cool? When Christians all over the world heard stories from Cameron and the other missionaries, they decided to support the Wycliffe Bible translators. Soon, they were able to buy their own plane.
Oh, I hope it was a better plane than the last one they used.
Yeah, oh, it was. And they gave this plane a very special name, Chief Tyree.
Really?
Yup. His story was one that shows how God works through missionaries and through his word. So they honored that by naming the plane after him.
That's so cool!
Are there still Wycliffe Bible translators working today?
There sure are. Even though Cameron Townsend died in 1982, his legacy still lives on through them. The Wycliffe Bible translators have translated parts of the Bible into more than 1,500 languages so far.
That's a lot!
It is, and there are other missionary groups that help with Bible translation besides Wycliffe.
Like who?
There's a similar group called Faith Comes by Hearing. They record audio translations of the Bible for people who can't read a written Bible or for people whose culture is more speaking-based than writing-based.
Whoa!
That's pretty awesome!
Definitely, but over 1,800 languages still need a Bible.
Oh my, that must mean that there's a lot of people who've never heard about Jesus in their own language.
You're right, Logan. And that's why we should keep praying for missionaries who work in translation.
Let's pray right now.
Great idea. Do you want to pray, Piper?
Sure, Dad. Dear God, please help more missionaries translate the Bible so that more and more people can know you and have your word in their own language. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Did you hear that? It sounded like a car door. I'll bet that's your mom. Quick, hide behind the couch and we'll jump out and surprise her.
Yes! Logan! Quick! Turn off the lights!
I'm home!
One, two, three.
Surprise!
Right now, over a billion people in the world still do not have the full Bible in their own language. Will you pray for missionaries? Maybe one day God will ask you to help translate the Bible into another language. Tune in next week for another exciting episode of Good News Radio. If you want to hear this week's episode again, you can find it online at walkfm.org.